had a brother-in-law once. He's a brother-in-law no more. Back when he was, I was a little hesitant to tell this story because I worried how it would go over with my sister. But because that ended years ago, I'll tell you something he used to do. He would write could've, should've, and would've as followed. C-O-U-L-D space O-F. S-H-O-U-L-D space O-F. And would, he would follow with a space, an O and an F. I never did figure out a way to steer him straight without sounding like that relative, so I never tried. I'm not sure he would have cared anyway. After all, people who make that mistake aren't often the same people who read a lot or take language very seriously. So it may not have been important to him, unless, of course, he had a clue about how bad it looked to people like me. Could've, should've, and would've sound like they end with of, but they don't. Not ever. There is no could of or should of with the preposition of at the end. It's ungrammatical, and it means nothing. The correct spelling of the terms that sound like could of, etc., are spelled with an apostrophe followed by a V-E, always. That of sound is actually a V sound. It's a contracted form of have. I could have known means I could have known. I should have known means I should have known. I would have known means I would have known. These terms all represent a specific type of verb conjugation. Could, should, and would are what are called modal auxiliary verbs, M-O-D-A-L. Modals express ability or possibility. Could, can, may, might, should, would, and must are the big ones. Like regular auxiliaries like have and be, modals often work in concert with other verbs. So just as you could say I walk or I have walked, you can say I could walk or I could have walked. There are many ways that auxiliaries work as part of verb phrases. But in any case, a verb phrase calls for verb forms like have and not for prepositions like of. Prepositions don't work this way. They don't inflect verbs. So there's no such thing as could've when of is spelled O-F. You don't need to understand all this stuff about modals to avoid this unfortunate brother-in-law mistake. Just note that could've, should've, and would've are always spelled with an apostrophe and a V-E. It's the only right choice, which makes it pretty easy.